Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
We get a Friday appearance from Brian Kilmeade here in just a couple of minutes. He's going to check in with us as we head into the weekend. Comedian TJ Miller. I love TJ Miller. He's very funny. Saw him the last time, maybe it was two times ago when he was in town. He's been on the air with us before. He was in the Deadpool movies, maybe best known from, did you ever watch Silicon Valley, Sue?
I did not.
Boy, I love that show. That's one that I wouldn't mind going back and watching again because I thought it was good. It's a half-hour show.
Oh, well, that's easy.
I think is good. But TJ, if you don't think you know who TJ Miller is, I promise you, you know who TJ Miller is because he's very recognizable. He's at the Funny Bone this weekend, so we're going to have him on at the bottom of the hour. So Sue, as we mentioned a couple of times today, was nice enough to have not only the current show lineup of Ethan and Fred and I over to her humble abode, but also some alumni, including Jane Duker and Dave Klein. We had a wonderful time last night. But here's what kind of pissed me off. I just got to tell you. You moved into this house not too long ago, right? You were kind of rehabbing it a bit.
Yeah.
And then I leave your house last night as I got lost. And I'm like, Sue's house is like so beautiful right now. It's clean. And I'm thinking to myself, what if I would have to have people at my house right now? And I feel like I have so much work to do. So tomorrow is, I told you, I'm doing this micro cleaning thing, right? This
yes,
is the new mission.
I think this is a good idea.
So 2 weeks ago, I'm like, guest bathroom downstairs needs every, I mean, I'm scrubbing, I'm cleaning everything, right? Some paint touch-ups. So tomorrow is the laundry room and the pantry, and that's going to be a several-hour project. But you're my inspiration, Sue, because everything was like perfect spot, and you had everything perfect last night. I know you had guests over, so
yeah,
maybe it doesn't look
why.
Like
that. Right,
but does it
right.
look, because like my sister, I go to my sister's place in Chicago, and she is such a neat freak. Like, I've never seen anything at one of her homes out of place.
Oh,
and
wow.
I don't even know how that's possible. So I've got, you know, cats and bunnies and dogs running around and
no,
stuff
no,
like that.
No. I just did that because you all were coming. That's why I had to be home yesterday.
Well, the house looked wonderful.
Thank you.
And it was we really had a great time. And that blueberry pie was killer.
Thank you. Let me just tell you.
Was there any left, by the way?
There's one piece that I left for Mike tonight.
I would have gone in for seconds, but I knew that the whole crew wouldn't have seconds last night, so I didn't do it. On Monday's show, I'm pretty excited about this. We got Kill Me lining up, but I've talked about these guys, Post Sex Nachos, this band.
Yes, they're
kids from here, and they went to Mizzou. And here's what's funny. I texted John Hewlett yesterday because this is one of my favorite things to ever hear, I think, from John Hewlett, introducing this band. They were there the other night to do Take Me Out to the Ballgame, so check this out.
We tip the cap to Post Sex Nachos as they lead us in singing Take Me Out to the Ballgame.
I just love the fact that the U-Man had to say Post Sex Nachos. Okay, here we go.
Cardinals fans, on your feet!
Cubs fans, sit down!
Yes, I like that.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd.
So they've done this before, I think, doing Take Me Out the Ball Game. But we're going to find out because one of the guys from Post Sex Nachos is going to join me on Monday afternoon or sometime next week. I know Fred's got it set up, but I just love these guys. Listen, this is really cool groove here on this song called Changes. They're playing Del Mar Hall on Halloween night, Post Sex Nachos, and I just love this band. Listen to this jamming here. I love the way this kid yells, too. Listen. There you go. So I'm very much looking forward to that. You know, I like to do my self-indulgent music stuff, and I just love this band so much, and they have a new album coming out in, I think, a month, in September. And I've told you this before, I just feel like this is a band that I'm going to see at Del Mar Hall, and then that's the last small venue I'll see them in, because I feel like a peak is coming. But I really like them, and I'd like to know, first and foremost, where did the name come from? It must have come from something in Columbia, Missouri. I mean, you can use your imagination based on what the phrasing is, but we'll hook up with one of the band members next week. Okay, we have audio cut of the day at the end of this hour. We got TJ Miller, comedian extraordinaire, coming in here in just a little bit. Right now, Brian Kilmeade, a rare Friday appearance. Hello, Brian. How are you?
What's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to have to take the fifth. On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer that question based on my rights under the Fifth Amendment. So you're just going to have to guess what's on my mind.
Well, I think that you are probably thinking about Anthony Fauci and how he's totally screwed us during the pandemic and still got rich.
You know, I'd love your answer to this. So, you know, the last couple of days I've been struggling with why this is such a partisan issue and why people on the left praise and they think of Dr. Fauci as a hero. Now, again, I kind of give a little leeway for the first couple of months of the pandemic because there was a lot of unknown, but I don't get why this is a partisan issue, Brian. Why does that continue to happen?
I don't know. I mean, I thought this might be the breakthrough. Did you see Stephen A. Smith? He's like, I praise Anthony Fauci, but after I watched what I watched and read what I read, I have to apologize for thinking that this guy knew what he was doing and apologize to Kyrie Irving, who at that time was on the Nets and refused to get the shot. And he thought he was the most selfish guy in the world. He goes, I got to apologize to him.
Yes.
When you read the diaries, everyone should just apologize and say I was duped. Instead, you guys like Senator Andy Kim, the loser from New Jersey, say you are a treasure. You know, I apologize for what you're going through. Or Senator Blumenthal saying they're trying to avoid talking about January 6th. Or they should be talking about Donald Trump's business affairs. So they just want to avoid the question because the embarrassment's too great. But on One Nation tonight, I mean, the theme that I'm going to have on Sunday night is really about the deception that's taken place. From it started with Hillary. One of the main problems was Hillary Clinton's BlackBerry and her server. She had classified information, so she smashed it and denied it. We knew she lied. She got away with it. And then you have the other situation with the laptop. They told us Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. If you said it was real, you had your account suspended. Then they find out what we all know, that it was absolutely real and the crackhead dropped it at a computer store, right? And even the FBI was covering for him. And then you have Joe Biden is fine, best version of Joe Biden ever. We watched him mentally collapse. And now with the tapes come out, the Biden tapes come out in 2017 where he can't finish his sentence with his ghostwriter, can't remember people's names that work for him, can't remember leaders of the world, 2017. And then we got to pretend like he was fine for 4 years.
It's ridiculous.
And George Clooney was the first to discover it.
Yeah.
No, that's that. There's no credibility to that at all. Now, one of the things this week that's frustrating me, look, Fauci's on the hook. I think that a lot of this was exposed. I hope more people take time to look at this. But I think some media people are getting let off the hook here, especially at CNN. And I think you might agree here. Look, Dana Bash, I tuned in the other night, and Dana Bash was lecturing America about how awful it was to have Senator Bernie Moreno from Ohio drop an F-bomb when he was, you know, addressing Dr. Fauci in that hearing the other day. That's far worse offense than Dana Bash cozying up to Dr. Fauci, not doing her job as a skeptical journalist, you know, washing away all the journalistic malpractice that you just listed. You know, there's a long, long list, but they're getting off the hook here because no one's really taking a look at them. Tapper, et cetera. I mean,
Tapper is going to write a book, too.
Yeah.
Tapper's going to write a book about Anthony Fauci, what a genius he is. Now, no one's going to buy that book. He'll probably back off of it. I mean, I wouldn't think anyone would buy the book. The guy's a clown, an absolute sociopath. I mean, did you see some of those? Did you read some of those entries?
Yes, I did.
I am the most famous person in the country.
Yeah.
I did the Fauci Five, all five Sunday shows. I can't believe it. Julia Roberts and Barbara Streisand and Brad Pitt plays me. And I love Brad Pitt and Rachel Maddow. I wanted to do your show and they held me back. It's insanity. Insane. If I found myself supporting a guy like that during a critical life and death situation, I'd be embarrassed. And for those people, when Donald Trump was saying, you know, open up the schools and don't shut anything down. And they were saying, you're being irresponsible. Listen, Anthony Fauci, listen to the science. And then we find out that he was trying to avoid looking at the science because all fingers pointed back to him.
I think one of the best books on all this, by the way, and I had him on yesterday, David Zweig wrote a book called An Abundance of Caution, which really, really outlines a lot of the, you know, failures of the media. It takes a really close look at the learning loss and the way that this affected kids. And that's one of the reasons, Brian, that I'm still, you know, so angry about a lot of this stuff. I have an 11-year-old girl and, you know, she started, I should say, we started together kindergarten because I was in the basement of my home on Zoom for the first couple of months. And these kids were masked for a year and a half. And it's just, you know, to bring back all that memory is just horrific. We have an election here on Tuesday. And really, the primary election is going to decide a lot before the general. We have two constitutional amendments, Brian. One of them is to phase out our income tax. And believe it or not, it's going to fail miserably, which is interesting. And that's a long story I can explain to you sometime. But Cori Bush is challenging Wesley Bell. Corey's trying to get back into Congress, a member of the squad, right? Now a DSA member. She's supported by the DSA. So the people around here, when I say, hey, can Corey win this race over Wesley Bell? Everyone's answer is, man, she's got a chance. And she's got a chance because of what's happened in New York and some of these other places, I guess. Reaction to that?
It's absolutely insane. I mean, the stuff that they say and the stuff that they want to do is so off the charts. And the gutless people like Senator Kelly and people that know better that you would think, like Alyssa Slotkin or the former president Bill Clinton or Obama. Instead, they keep their mouth shut. They enjoy the energy. They sit back. I give credit to Van Jones, give credit to James Carville. I give credit to Rahm Emanuel. But these guys aren't in office. You know, I want somebody in office to say, are you kidding me? This is not a tent they belong in. And I will go say this last week. I know I said this last week to you. But the biggest mistake Democrats ever made was letting Bernie Sanders run without committing to being a Democrat, because he has now gotten his revenge. When they upended him and his candidacy, he said, OK. And now he has formed a bunch of disciples, loser disciples, who are now more a powerful entity within the party that turned on him.
Yep, I think you're right about that. Did you? You know, there are two things that made me angry this week. Fauci and this whole thing in Seattle with the co-owner of the Seattle Storm and these poor girls that were brought to tears, at least one of them. That is an unreal story, what happened. You have an owner of a major basketball franchise in the WNBA going down courtside and berating little girls who just held a sign up in support of Sophie Cunningham, a proud Missourian, by the way, and were wearing XXXY gear, of which I'm wearing right now, by the way. It's unbelievable that just happened. Now, credit to the league for suspending her and fining her, but still, Brian.
It is nuts. Every day, you think the WNBA peaked when they resisted Caitlin Clark. Now we have Sophie Cunningham, the other lightning rod. Everything to do with hurting themselves. These loser idiots who can't market who are invisible for 20 years, being propped up by this horrible thing called men's basketball. Now, all of a sudden, get a break, and they don't, since they don't really worry about anything, since they're supported by the men's league, they go ahead and they blow up the only thing they have to sell. So they got a bunch of angry players who have talent, but are so resentful of a white girl that doesn't want to give in and apologize for being white and from Iowa. And now they thought they'd just beat her up and have the league diss her too. So, and now Sophie Cunningham is the new target. What I love most about it is she's smiling her way through
all the way through it. Yeah, you're right. It's awesome. I love the way she's handling herself and she's not backing down at all. Did you watch, I'm curious, did you pay any attention? Did you talk about the Tony Romo arrest this week?
No, I haven't talked much about it.
It's interesting because I guess maybe I like him and I'm going a little easier on him. But if you see the recording, I mean, he's being uber polite. You could not be more polite to the officers. And it was an interesting exchange. All right. On Iran. Here we go. And we're
just so you know, he's going to be on a leave now from CBS.
That's what I saw.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a short leave. I really do. I think this is going to be resolved. I mean, I'm not advocating anyone driving while intoxicated, but I guess my point is I've seen far worse cases than that. On Iran, you know, I can't even believe, like, are we still in a war? We keep hearing the same thing from Trump over and over. His patience is certainly wearing thin. We keep trying to bomb the crap out of him. How much more do we have to bomb the crap out of him, Brian?
Well, they just did. They just amped it up. We were escorting a ship and they hit the ship. So president's going to decide over the weekend. I believe next time we talk, Mark, it's going to be Epic Fury 3. If Tattoo was in between, it's going to be 24-hour a day bombing. We are a little short on interceptors. We've got plenty of offensive weapons. And now we have a situation where the Gulf states are combining forces, too. There's good news and bad news. The good news is it's a bar fight that won't end. But the bad news is that. But the good news is the people who are watching the bar fight now have had enough. And they're going to do this. Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait, possibly Iraq. We're definitely going to see possibly the UAE, although they got some bitter feelings with Saudi Arabia right now because they left OPEC. And maybe even Egypt are going to be physically opening up the Red Sea and attacking back at Iran. So I think that next week, by the time we talk, we'll be 4 or 5 days into a massive, and you can play this back and say, Brian, you're wrong.
I'll save it.
A massive retaliation.
I will save it. All right. You mentioned One Nation just a little bit. What else you got coming up on Sunday night?
I got Jim Jordan coming up. Douglas Brinkley, to put in perspective what these socialists want to do with our history, goes back to James Madison and will tell us exactly why we have the balance of powers. Like, we need a Senate. That is democracy. He did, and believe it or not, there was a fear of our founding fathers that something like this would pop up. I also have a chance to interview a Green Beret, Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer, who teaches us how to use some of the principles that he has, that he learned as one of the horse soldiers and, you know, fighting the Taliban to help us in everyday life, whether you're Gen Z or Gen X. It'll certainly help. And then we also have Bruce Blakeman, who was told, stop cooperating with ICE or else your police chief is going to get arrested. What's he going to do as he runs for governor against Kathy Hochul? He now is 4 points from leading in the blue state of New York. So we have Bruce on, too. So it's going to be a big show.
That's rather interesting. That really is. All right, Brian Kilmeade, thank you so much. And have a great weekend. And we'll talk next Friday or one of those days next week. I was thinking about saying something else to you, Brian, and my brain is completely losing me right now. It's Monday.
I know what you're going to do.
Oh, no, I know what I was going to do. I was going to promote
a live stage show.
I was going to do that. See, thank you. November 21st. How can I forget this? Brian is coming back to the factory. We love that venue. He's been there before. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's right before the holidays. So come see us on November 21st. Thank you for, you know, jogging my memory there, because honest to God, that is what I was going to say. And I just kind of spaced out there for a moment. You have a great weekend. Thank you, Brian Kilmeade.
Go get it, Mark.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And that show will sell out. Get your tickets now. The Factory, November 21st. Comedian TJ Miller coming up at the bottom of the hour, plus an audio cut of the day. I have a story about a guy that was at sea for a long time that survived on oatmeal. So you're going to like this story. It's coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.